What you're about to watch or listen to is a quiz done by Mr. Warmhands for me about the video game Elden Ring. Elden Ring, part of the Dark Souls universe. It is known for its esoteric storytelling. I spent more than 130 hours in this game. There may be spoilers. I just want to be aware of that. But probably not, because most of the time I don't know anything. That's actually kind of the point of the quiz. I spent a huge amount of time in this world, took in everything, and yet took in nothing. The quiz is going to be made available at chunkofbeefchest.com. So if you'd like to download it and play it with your friends, you're absolutely welcome to. Please enjoy the quiz. So we are bidding everyone a welcome to Stamina Day. May 14th is, of course, everyone knows Stamina Day, where you dodge roll out of bed and enjoy the first iframes of the day, and then go and praise the sun. I have my Estus flask full of, I assume, Estus? What is the liquid they put in it? I don't actually know. Mr. Warmhands is with me.
Hello.
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 Did you know that Estus is zero calories?
I did not. Wow, I should drink more.
Yeah, I mean, you drink it all the time and you don't gain any weight. It's great.
Well, I'm always worried about running out, though. I have to wait till I visit the bonfire.
Yeah. We celebrate on Stamina Day. We celebrate all builds, be they dex or strength or magic. Not so much arcane. You must collect your souls, your echoes, or your runes. They're all the same thing, but they're all different. I celebrate souls more than anything else because I'm orthodox. Mr. Warmhands, what denomination are you?
I am of the Blood Echoes.
Oh, Blood Echoes.
Yeah.
Yes. There's also the rune collectors. But of course, on Stamina Day, all are welcome. We all celebrate the same thing. It is to challenge ourselves. And my understanding is that you, Brother Warmhands, have prepared a game for me today to challenge me. Is it challenging?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Shit. Oh, yeah. Get ready to respawn many times.
Oh, fuck. Because, okay, we can establish one thing beforehand. I'm not...
I'm dumb. Wait, what?
Well, I'm not dumb. I think the way my brain stores information is different. Right? Because, like, I remember... So we've talked about many games and many, many movies. I understand everything, but I also understand nothing. Does that make sense?
You're like a skim reader of life.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
But I do. I have noticed that I recontextualize everything so that I can remember it.
Mm.
So the classic being when you talked about the lady in the library, the big tall lady.
Oh, yeah, but let's not bring that up yet.
Well, I was, because this was a... one of Mr. Yeah, Balloon Cats. We're not going to get to it. Okay. We're going to get to it. Before we start, Dreg just dropped in. Hello, Dreg. I don't want to ignore you, but we're going to play an Elden Ring quiz game. Feel free to drop your answers in. I bet Dreg, he's like New Game Plus 75 or something.
Yeah. What denomination of the Souls faith is he?
Yes. Oh. Are you Orthodox Dark Souls? Are you sort of one of the newer denominations? Are you Bloodborne? I assume you're Elden Ring. Because he seems to have played Elden Ring like a billion times. He literally could walk me to things when I was playing and I got lost.
Yeah, I worship at the Healing Church.
Oh, the Healing Church is pretty good though. Yeah. I do love some because I started, and it was the whole process for me started with I played Dark Souls 2, 1, and 3 in that order. Because I got Dark Souls 2 super cheap, and I heard it was essentially the worst one. So I played it first, and if I liked that, I would like the other ones even more. And then I played Dark Souls 1, and then I played Dark Souls 3. Oh, Drag says he is Elden only. So he is a rune collector. Well, please, if you have time to hang out, please hang out and enjoy. Mr. Warmhands has made a quiz, and we're going to quiz my knowledge of Elden Ring, knowing that I, at the same time, know everything and nothing. I'm very zen. Yin yang. It's very yin yang of me to know everything and nothing. So what format is the game? Is this multiple choice?
There are five rounds. Mm. And they are based on categories. Okay. It is not multiple choice.
Shit.
But there are multiple answers that you can give, and you don't have to give all of them.
Oh, excellent. Oh, I might actually have a chance then.
Yeah.
So this is challenging but fair, much like the
challenging but fair
life that we live.
And I have just realized I do not have a method of keeping your score.
You can drop it into chat.
I can drop it into chat. Well done. I do have a method of keeping score.
Yeah, and then it's public too, so everyone can see how shit I am at everything.
Yeah.
Which is what we're here for. Again, we're celebrating the constant deaths you have to experience before you succeed. And that is how I live all life.
That's right. If only you had that superpower.
Yes, actually, that is the best one. Do you know that in all the Soulsborne games, that your death is actually permanent?
It's like a alternate.
Well, yeah, they established reality, right? That you live in a multiverse. So when you die, that is the end of that story. And then when you're reborn in a whole new universe from the same point, which is why everything's the same but slightly different. And then you can move on to succeed. So think about every single death in a Soulsborne game is actually the end of that universe in a way. Because that universe does not succeed. You don't get to the final challenge kind of. So however many deaths I had in Elden Ring, the fate of those worlds is in jeopardy.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready?
I'm full of Estus.
Full of Estus. Vigored up.
I've buffed myself.
All right.
I'm ready.
Then let's begin with round one.
Oh, nice. Name.
Round one. Names.
I've already failed. I know. Okay, before we start, I think I know two names.
Wow. Well, we're going to... Two names is not going to get you very far, my friend.
Shit. All right. Let's go. Let's do it.
Question number one. Name three of the shard bearers.
Shard bearers are those... Oh, okay. Okay. No. There's Dude in the castle. So there's I think it's Gottfried. Is he stand outside or he's in the castle?
No.
Fuck. There's the dude in the castle has one. There's the dude stands outside the door of the castle. He's a twat. He is a twat. He pulls his arm off and puts a dragon on, and he was just absolute. I disliked him a lot. There's Rani. Yes? Does she not have a shirt? Those are like the kids of the Elden God.
Dude. All right, so you've given me two attempts so far and failed on both.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you there are seven.
Fuck.
You haven't named... You were close with one of them.
Godfrey. No. Rani.
No.
How is Rani not... How can I be close with one if I only named two names?
Because it's God something.
Godric.
Oh, okay, we got one.
Oh, that is actually better than I expected. I know a lot of the naming conventions use G and M for George R.R. Martin. Okay. Godfried.
Godric
also. That's
no.
Two names.
That's one.
The chick so in the library.
The chick in the library. Okay.
So she's Big Magic Baby.
Yeah, okay. What's her real name?
I no clue.
Because I know what you were trying to say when you said it earlier, but you're not quite there.
Not Big Magic All Baby?
Right. No. But you still got five more.
There's no way. I don't have five names from the game.
No?
No.
Final answer?
Yeah. Godric.
All right. So, Godric, you get 1 point out of three.
Okay.
1 point out of three. Your answers could have been...
I'm already in fractions.
Rennala, who is Big Magic Baby.
Big Magic Baby, yes, Rennala. I knew that. I didn't know that.
General Radahn.
Oh, he's Big Man Small Horse.
Big Man Small Horse, yes.
Okay.
You could have had Rykard.
Oh, I kind of know who he is.
Yeah, Snakey Body Boy Shouter.
Yeah, Snake Man.
Yeah. Morgott.
Morgott is a name I have heard many times. Is he the dude in the castle?
he's the dude who stands outside the castle, the first like big boss you fight. He's called Margit then, and he is not the Shard Bearer. It's Morgott who is in the throne room of.
Oh, it's the same dude outside and inside.
Yeah, but it's. Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you have Melania.
Oh, Melania, I know, but I keep calling her Melania for Trump's wife.
Melania.
Yeah.
Melania is right, I think. Melania. Okay. Whatever. And then you also have Moog.
Ah, Moog is the big dude.
Horns.
He's essentially the devil, yeah.
Yeah, the blood guy. Yeah.
Okay.
So those are the seven you could have had. But okay. It was three I wanted.
Yes, no chance.
All right, so question number two.
Yes. Is that round one?
This is still round one.
Fuck.
Still round one. Name three areas.
Oh, Caelid.
There are so many.
There's Caelid.
Caelid, okay, good.
There's Loran.
Loran?
No. There's the volcano castle. It's an area.
No, I'm not going to take it. Oh, I'm not going to accept it.
Volcano Manor is the...
Okay, there we go then.
Volcano right. Manor is... and the snowy giant area. So there's a giant's peak.
No.
Snowy giant's peak.
Just sounds weirdly sexual.
Snowy giant's peak. It is the giant's plateau. There is a plateau.
There is a plateau. It's not giants.
There is the capital city.
Okay. What's its name?
Capital city.
No.
The capital, Elden capital. There's the okay. You start out in the plains. This is okay. I'll show you how my brain works. We start out in the plains and we go to the area off to the left is the swamp, and then there's sort of that like wet area with the university, and then you go up to mountains at the top, and you have like the very nice when you get up that big elevator that I didn't go up, I actually went around behind.
Uh-huh.
That's the plateau, Atlas Plateau.
Oh, we found three! Oh,
excellent.
We got three.
I don't even know why I remember Atlas all of a sudden. It's not like I ever used that name.
Well done.
I'm pretty proud of myself.
So ones I thought you might have remembered were like Limgrave, which is the plains that you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the swampy castle area is Liurnia of the lakes.
Okay.
Farum Azula.
Oh, so Liurnia is probably Loran in my head for some reason.
And then the capital is Lindell.
Lindell. Okay.
Yeah. And then you've got like the Deep Root Depths.
Where's
kind
that?
Of a popular area, like, well, very low underground, obviously.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay, I spent a lot of time there.
The Eternal City.
It is last forever.
Yes. Then there was Ainsel River, I thought you might remember too.
Nope.
All right.
No, it's just the river.
Well, but I'm impressed. Three. Well done.
Oh, no, I'm pretty happy about that.
All right. So, last question in round one.
Okay, I'm ready.
Name three NPCs.
Millicent.
Millicent, okay.
Because she was the last one. I actually really cared about trying to finish her mission.
Her quest, yeah.
There's the salesman no-face guy at the beginning. I finished his quest line, too. He was just a sales dude. Drag through in Ronnie. She's not an NPC though, is she? She's like a quest giver. She's like big. Maybe the way I think about NPCs is different. There's the chick who eats eyes. There's Millicent. There's the chick who sits around the wolf. There's the daughter who dies. She wants you to go in and say hello to the jellyfish and shit. She turns into a jellyfish later. Her dad. There's the guy you meet. He's a nobleman and he kind of looks down on you because you're tarnished. And then you go to his castle and his castle's all like wrecked.
Okay. I'm not getting any names here.
No. I'm working on it because maybe one will come to me. the salesman.
They're the one that Drag's mentioning at the church, and the one that you mentioned that you first meet, that you do his quest, not the same person.
No, they're not. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's talking about one that begins with K, and you're talking about one that begins with a different letter.
Not K.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get a list of NPCs that I... Oh, there's the wolf boy. He's like big. He's important. He's Ronnie's dude. She's like a piece of her soul is all in him, or vice versa. He's made for her. But the truth is, I was made for her, and he's just second tier
in the way. Yeah.
Yeah. God damn. He's not Wolfenstein, which is what I was calling him. Wolfenstein. When I played the game, it was like, go find Wolfenstein. And I had it locked in.
So you've got one so far. There are many. I've only written like eight down, but there's so many.
Yeah, no. I bet I know them all. I just don't know their names. There's Big Round Dude. There's the big jar head guy.
Yeah.
Patches is in there.
Oh, okay. I'll take Patches.
He's in every game, so I can always just say Patches.
Patches, yeah. All right. So you're on two.
I got two, and I got to get one more. And I'm not going to say Rani because Drag put it in the chat.
But Rani is an NPC, absolutely.
Is she? Because I considered her more important than an NPC. Only because... Yeah. Oh, and then there's fade in, fade out chick who talks to you at the fires. She legit fades in and fades out when you talk to her.
How can you not remember her name? She tries to give you a car.
Yeah, no, she does. She does give you a car.
Yeah, and a cord.
Sir Canter's a lot.
Sir Canter's a lot.
Yeah, I do know his name is Torrent. Is Torrent an NPC? No, he's.
I wouldn't count him as an NPC because he's like a mechanic.
And he's
like
with you the whole time. That's not fair.
Yeah, no.
Mildred?
I didn't write her down, but I feel like Mildred is an NPC.
I just remember that name, not who she is. This is literally the opposite. I remember everyone else and not their name. I remember this name, but not who that is.
No, I think she is the one who does your maybe not. No. I'm not finding it. Elden Ring Mildred. Fuck.
Well, if Ronnie's an NPC, then Chubby Sorcerer is also an NPC.
There is an invader who's called Maneater Mildred, but
Okay, so that's it. Because I remember her. Because you have to fight her three times.
Yeah.
To get something.
I'm not counting her.
Okay, fair enough.
Because NPCs, you generally kind of don't fight, right?
Yeah, the shithead sorcerer who works for Ronnie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going through all the ones I like kind of dealt with. There was the sorcerer who, the lady who teaches you magic underground.
Yeah.
She gets killed. There's a guy hunting her. Oh, there's the dung eater.
Oh, okay.
Because that's a name I can remember. I can't even think of a name because he is just the dung eater.
That's his name. Yeah, the dung eater.
Yeah, I know. But I couldn't have made up a better name because that was literally sort of my naming convention. He actually follows it. It's not a name. It's like a description of what he is.
Yeah. The guy I think you were talking about at the beginning with the white mask. Yeah.
He wears a mask and he's the first person you talk to.
Yeah, really, his name's Vare.
Oh, yeah.
Then the Wolfenstein is Blythe.
Blade.
Blythe.
Blythe?
Yeah, it's Welsh. It's spelled B-L-I-D-D, but it's pronounced Blythe.
Oh, okay. Then never caught on to that.
Smithing Master Hugh. I thought you'd remember him.
The Smithing Master Hugh is pretty... I really liked him, too. And then there's also that big, tall blacksmith.
E.G.
Who also works for... Yeah, Rani. That's like a Japanese name.
Yeah.
I might have remembered him if I remembered. Okay.
So these are the ones I thought you might have remembered. And then the eye-eating lady was Hayeta.
Hayeta. Now that you're saying the name, I'm like, yes, that's correct.
Then there was the deathbed maiden who was called Fia.
Yeah, and you hug her.
Yeah, and there was D.
Who's D?
D had the weird armor with the like body on it.
Oh, with the head on it. Oh, yeah. I never interacted with him in any real way.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, and then standing across from him was the other sorcerer dude who got kicked out of school. No, that's from a church. There's a sorcerer you can meet, and he got kicked out of the university, and he couldn't get back in because of the shield. And then you can let him back in. But I never met him again.
Yeah, he's not in the Roundtable Hold.
No, I'm confusing two people, because there's another sorcerer, and then he like starts wandering out in the world. You can meet him a couple times, but he never.
Yeah, he's called Fops.
Yeah, he never did anything significant in my playthrough.
If you're in the academy, you can find another key into the academy. You can go back and give it to him.
Oh, to him?
Yeah,
I got the guy who was locked out. I got him back in.
Yeah, and then you find him dead inside the academy later you give him the key. Yeah,
I'm kind of glad. Oh well, I never saw him again.
There was Roger, sorcerer Roger.
Yes.
Yep. There was Bok, seamster Bok.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah.
He's the Harry Potter guy, the little the
little ratty.
Yeah. I liked him actually quite a lot.
And then there was floaty disappeary lady. Come on. Melina.
I think the names are too similar, might be is one of the issues.
I think you just skim read life.
All right, I do my own short form of existence.
So round one total. You got seven out of nine. Not bad.
That's a pass though, yeah?
I mean, we're just going on some whatever. Okay. Yeah. We'll just see how many points you get.
Whatever. I know, it's a game, it's fun.
Yeah. All right. And this one, I had a lot of fun making this one.
Shit.
I had a lot of fun making this one, and I don't know how you're gonna do.
I guarantee poorly.
Round two is enemy or metal band.
I'm ready. I'm so ready for this.
So, number one, Misbegotten or Pig Destroyer.
Am I supposed to say they're both enemies, or one's an enemy and one's a metal
band? One is an enemy, one is a metal band, and you have to tell me the enemy.
Misbegotten is a metal band.
You are incorrect, my friend.
Fuck.
Pig Destroyer is the enemy, is the metal band.
And Misbegotten is, okay. Okay.
Yeah, there was Leonie Misbegotten, who jumps around, gives you that sword with the big swords, like the Game of Thrones reference sword.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Number two.
Ready. I am ready now.
Okay. Black Tongue or Mad Pumpkin Head?
Mad Pumpkin Head is an enemy.
You got that one correct, my friend.
I'll put some dings in as well.
Yeah,
celebratory sounds or something, or some dings.
All right, number three. Oh, I didn't my ad.
That's fine.
Number three.
Yes.
Warhawk or Hatebeak?
That's tough. Warhawk.
Yeah.
Or Hatebeak.
Yes.
I think Warhawk is an enemy.
My friend, you are correct.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. I am not a parrot.
This is pretty good.
I'm enjoying this. I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying this. This is I'll type this up afterwards and we can post it on the internet for other people to do.
Okay. All right. Number four. Veil of Maya or Miranda Sprout.
Veil of Maya is an enemy.
My friend, you are incorrect.
Ah, fuck. Okay.
Veil of Maya is a metalcore band.
Okay. Metalcore. They're all metalcore. Okay.
As in the center of them is iron.
Yeah. I sent you that the dwarf metal.
I'd already heard it, but I loved it.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't surprise me with metal.
I didn't think I could. Yeah. I just enjoyed. I discovered it.
No, it's fun. There's a whole lot of subcategories you might like. Pirate metal's good. Anyway,
okay,
a subject for another day.
Yep.
All right, next question. Fanged imp or orange goblin?
Fanged imp is an enemy.
Oh, my friend. You are correct.
Oh, you've actually created tension with the my friend, because it sounds like I got it right. I'm not sure. Okay, good.
All right, last one in this round. School of Graven Mages or Brand of Sacrifice?
Brand of Sacrifice is a metal band.
You are correct.
Oh, whew.
You did really well in that round.
I'm going on the things that I've never heard before. Must be the metal band.
Oh, okay.
That's like,
well, that's why I tried to choose obscure enemy names.
Yeah.
Because I figured you definitely don't know any enemy names.
No. The only one, like, again, even the ones I remember enemy wise, I don't know the names, like the giants.
Yeah.
I just, guys who need pants. That is literally. I figure the reason they're so angry is because they have no pants on.
Got no pants. Well, they got a giant spike through their chest too.
A lot of them do. Helps. Yeah, the ones who are pulling the those carts, they have giant spikes through their chest. That's awful.
Yeah, no, can't be much fun.
Mm.
All right, well done. Four out of six.
I'm pleased.
Yeah, you're like in the higher. Like I thought you'd be like under 50% on everything, but you're
me
over.
Too. I thought I would be as well.
Yeah, well done, you.
Yay. I took in more through
osmosis. It's the Estus. It's the Estus.
It's the Estus, yes.
All right. So round three
is
just a general knowledge round.
This is going to be bad. This will be the bad one.
Sort of about story beats and stuff like that.
Hmm.
And maybe some dialogue stuff.
Oh, dialogue will work out.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. We've got four questions.
Okay.
Question number one.
Hmm.
What are the two fingers to the greater will?
Oh, the two fingers. So there's the two fingers are in the round table in the back room. And I didn't engage with them very much. I went and chatted with them once. They like tell the future. And so they are part of the greater will. How about that?
But what are they to the greater will? What are they? A part doesn't really answer anything.
They communicate to the physical world, which is not correct because I just made that up.
I will take that. They are messengers for the great will.
Yep. I do see them as a bridge, but I couldn't really, because they also kind of tell the future.
No, they just communicate with the great will and pass along its messages.
Okay.
And we can't understand them, so the finger reader crones sit
the
there.
The old ladies.
And they translate the messages.
Those ladies are creepy.
Yes, they are.
That's actually one of the creepier parts.
The fingers are creepy.
The fingers didn't bug me as much as the old ladies.
I was not prepared. When I first walked in there and I was hearing about the fingers, the two fingers, I was just expecting like five people and then two of them. Because I was like,
the representative of the, yeah.
Yeah, and then I walked in and I was like, there's literally just two fingers.
I kept thinking the old lady was going to suck one of my fingers.
Yeah, it's like to communicate.
Yeah, because she was like, give me your hand, let me do my job. And then she would like look at it really close, and I was like, she's going to lick it. She's going to lick it. If I had been writing that game, I would have been like one, like the one on a bridge in the wilderness that maybe you could miss. Yeah. She'll like just go.
Oh, God. Well, let's be thankful you don't work at From Software.
Oh, I'm trying. If they see this video, they're going to be like, well, that guy, we need that guy on board for storytelling.
100%. All right, number two.
Yes.
What does the Dung Eater want to do to you?
Defile you.
Oh.
Defile your corpse.
Yep.
So he has to kill you first and then defile you, which is weirdly worse. Because you're dead, you think you wouldn't care because you're dead, but it's like
he's told me, and oh
yeah, he's...
if he just killed me and not mentioned the defilement,
no problem.
Probably, yeah.
Like it sucks but, that I'm dead, but
and yeah, knowing you know that he's gonna do it. Oh. Yeah. But that... yeah, you—that was exactly what I wanted. Defile you, oh,
defile okay. you.
I had yeah. a feeling you'd get that one.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that it's so out of hand. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like just like, oh, this is awful and does not make sense. I love it.
All right, question number three. How are Radagon and Marika related?
Radagon was a general. What is the other person's name?
Marika.
Marika. I'm trying to remember who that is. I think
she is the queen, the vessel of the greater will. She is the stakes of Marika are everywhere. She's the one the rune arc.
He was her general. And so during that like war that we don't experience, because it happened probably like a millennia ago, because in all these stories, everything's a millennia ago.
Yep.
He rose against her? Nah, I got that all wrong. I'm going to say it, but I think I'm 100%. I'm pretty sure I'm wrong. Because either they fought together against something, or he turned on her.
Okay, but I just want to know how they're related.
Oh, I didn't think they were family. I thought he was like a general in her army.
Well, you know, it doesn't have to be family.
Yeah, yeah. He's her general.
General.
This would be my answer.
All right. Well, pretty wrong. I mean, you're not wrong, but you're also not right.
Okay.
Then we have to they are the same person.
Oh, they do that a lot in this game.
Yeah, Radagon and Marika are the same person.
Mm.
Because why the hell not?
Well, because they do have the chick who eats eyes is the same body as the girl who dies, isn't it?
Yeah, I think she gets like possessed by I can't remember. I actually can't remember that.
They don't make it. Name. They don't make it. Yeah, I don't remember because she's the daughter and she dies pretty quick. And then the dad wants revenge, but then they just use the same character model, but implying that it's a different.
If someone else is inside them, yeah,
a different soul's taken over the body, which is interesting because they don't actually go into it, which I quite enjoyed.
Radagon and Marika actually had children together.
Hmm. Wait.
So that's weird.
The same person and then had kids. I guess Loki, do you know the story of Loki?
Yeah.
He birthed the seven-legged horse.
And like Fenrir, right? Was his son? Yeah. No, it's all very weird with gods.
I guess they just can do whatever, right?
Yeah. Talking of gods, question number four.
Yes, please.
How many gods are mentioned or referenced in Elden Ring?
Well, I could answer it in the Christian way, as in many are one.
You're incorrect, like incredibly incorrect.
There's a lot, though, I think, in Elden Ring. Because there's could say any number and it's going to be wrong.
No, you couldn't. There is one number that's right.
I'm going to say one.
One,
yeah, because there is the god and everything else is like an offshoot.
Demigods, I know what you're saying,
yeah,
but
I have no confidence in my answer though. If you ask me to explain it, it would be very wrong.
Well, I mean, technically, there are 12.
Okay,
some of them are more obscure and you have to kind of really go through and find the references, but there are some big ones that I thought you'd think of. The Greater Will,
I kind of have a vague sense of.
Then there's the Frenzied Flame.
Frenzied Flame, I do know. See, to me, the Frenzied Flame was a church. But I guess the church worships a god.
They worship a god, yeah.
Maybe that's where my brain fell apart. Because I bet everything you say, I'm like, oh, that's a church. That's a religion.
Mm.
The Frenzied Flame to me was a religion. But anyways.
There was the moon.
The moon, Ronnie's deal.
Yeah, the dark moon or whatever it is. That's one. There's the blood one, the blood mother that Moog worships.
Yep. Okay.
There's the Scarlet Rot is a god as well.
Yeah, basically everything in Elden Ring is like a god.
Yeah.
The Scarlet Rot is pretty common. Yeah. Okay, no, I'm back on board now. I would not have gotten to that though.
No, no way there I would was, get 12. And then there was a few more like things like theories that Melina is mm-hmm. the Glomid Queen, who is also another personification of another god, an outer god. Mm. So there's lots of outer gods all vying for like dominance in this yeah. world, but the greater will is the one that has the upper hand currently.
Yeah. And then so my assistance to Rani was trying to get her in a position where her moon god could kind of be the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I understand.
Exactly. And then you do the frenzied flame ending, and the flame cleanses the world. Yeah. And that's another god ending.
I remember the NPC guy with the hat, and he tells you about it. Like he's like, just burn everything, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, I enjoy your passion, but that's not the path I'm on right now.
No, so there's a lot of them, and they are all tied into different aspects of the game.
Mm.
Like, there was Fear and another one, the death something.
Well, there's the yellow, because actually a lot of it for me was colors, because there's the yellow madness one.
And like, yeah, that's the flame.
Yeah, yeah. You can shoot like the laser beams out of your eyes, which didn't do as much as I wanted it to do. And then there was, like the Scarlet Rot is red. Like there, a lot of it was just like, to me, and my brain was
kind of color coded. You're right. I think you're right. Yeah, no, it was a good one. All right, so not bad there.
Yeah, close
50%. All right,
I'm pretty happy with that, to be honest.
We're on to a round that I made to give you points because I wasn't sure how you're going to be doing.
You know what we should do though next time? Yeah. I make the quiz using my language, and can you figure out who I'm talking about?
Oh, that would be fun, actually. Yeah.
Who is Big Magic Baby? And you're like, what? And I would have to give you some hints, but who's Big Magic Baby?
Yeah. But okay. Also, knowing you, I could probably just go, all right.
Yeah, you might actually know, yeah. Who's he hot for? Oh, it's if it's the blue one, he wants to have sex with her.
Yeah. All right, so this round four is just called Bonus Round, because it was supposed excellent. To be giving Peter lots of points, because I assumed he would have done terribly.
Well, again, I think it's the everything and nothing at the same time.
All right, so question number one.
The thing is, this is to gimme points. I'm going to fuck it up.
Nah, I think.
Really?
Maybe.
Okay, well, let's find out.
Question number one. What is your mount called?
Torrent.
Yay!
But I renamed him to Sir Cantor's a lot.
That's a good one.
Yep.
What are the save points known as in Elden Ring?
Shit. I didn't know
shit
this.
Shit is not the right
answer. No, I didn't know. That's the, my game. My game is going to be, you have to go up to a big pile of shit and sit next to the shit and be like, oh, save the game. Oh,
ammonia.
Yeah. It's not remembrance. I fucking know this. I actually know this. This is bugging me because I didn't even like make up a name. I actually just used the real name. Fuck me. Because you've asked the question, I can't remember. Because I'm going like bonfire, the lanterns. Because I said it throughout. I need to find fuck no. Not, it's the little shard thing. I can see it in my head.
Yeah. So what are you doing? You passing?
I can't. I know it. I know it. God damn.
Oh,
fuck.
This is the gimme round.
This is the gimme round because I know it. I know. You know, I don't like all the other ones. I'm willing to say like, I don't know or whatever.
When I say it, you're literally going to like,
I'm going to
in the face.
Just shit myself with anger. No, I don't. It's not going to come back. It's going to come back like after.
Oh, this is too funny.
Don't tell me now. How about this? Can we wait? And then if it comes back, I'll get it. And if I don't get it, it's minus 2 points.
Well, I mean, I'm giving you an X.
Okay.
You can answer it if you want later. But
do I get my point back? If you don't tell me? Okay, then just tell me.
Well, I tell you.
Yeah.
Sights of Grace.
And it's the most common thing. It's the most common thing.
Oh, I've got tears in my eyes.
Oh, God, it's so painful. Okay.
All right. What is the main currency of Elden Ring?
Oh, I said it already.
Yeah. I'll say it again.
I'm not. No, because I had notes. It's runes. It was because I actually struggled to remember Blood Echoes. I remembered souls, and then I think for all my playthrough of Bloodborne, I just said, "Oh, you know, the souls." But it's not; it's Blood Echoes, and then it's runes.
Question number four.
still laughing about me. Sights of Grace.
Question number four. Mm. What do characters refer to your character as?
Tarnished.
Oh,
but it's yeah. Okay.
All right, and last question in this bonus round.
Yeah, the bonus gimme round. Thank you.
What are the ghosts that can fight alongside you known as?
NPCs. Oh, shit. No, I don't know. Because, again, my... Fuck, no, I never...
Come on, you use them all the time.
I did, too. But because I never used the name... I only ever called them like people you can call in.
We had to use an item to call them in. Do you remember what the item was called?
No. I do know what you mean, though.
No.
Fuck. No, this sucks. This sucks. This is just like Sights of Grace. I'm gonna be like, of course I actually know it. It's just the vocabulary isn't... No, it's gone.
No, pass.
Pass.
All right, Spirit Ashes.
Spirit Ashes. It's a dumb name.
Yeah. Salty.
No.
No, I'm joking.
I'm not.
Oh, I just give you 5 out of 5. Fuck that shit.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't take it back.
No, yes, I can. I'm the quiz master.
Yeah, I am the quiz master.
You're a funny boy.
I need to know things are hard for me to, like, get into it. All right.
No.
Last round.
That's what she said.
Ooh.
All right, so this is the last round, round five,
round five.
Is specifics.
Oh, shit. No, I give up.
Right. So there's two parts to this.
Okay.
You have the answer to the question.
Uh-huh.
And then a bonus point for an extra bit of information.
Oh.
So there's four questions and 8 possible points.
Okay.
Okay.
I will get 0. I'm going to do my best.
You will. You've already kind of given me some of the answers.
I'm enjoying that, like, you can see that I know stuff, but I don't know stuff. That's the part I knew was going to happen.
All right.
130 something hours in that game.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember Sights of Grace.
Yeah. Don't start me off again. All right. Question number one.
Ready.
What type of animal is Starscourge Radahn riding on?
Oh, tiny horse.
Good job. Right. Specific detail.
No. He actually uses his gravity magic so that he can stay on the horse.
That's right. Yep.
That's a detail.
That's not what I want.
Okay.
The detail is, what's the horse's name?
Oh, fuck off. Sir Canter's a lot too.
Yeah, Radahn heard your name and went, shit, that's a good one.
That's a great name. He does have a name because he cares about the horse. That's why it's still there.
That's right.
I'm going to go with Sir Mix-a-Lot. Because...
actually really close.
I know. This is it. I have the element in my brain, but I can't remember. No, I can't remember.
No, the correct answer is Leonard.
Oh, exactly the same as Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah. So, nice.
Leonard's
try.
A good name for a horse. It's like Dave.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Leonard. Poor little Leonard.
That passed by really quick and I thought it was cool and then it never comes up again.
I'm not even sure it's referenced in the game, to be perfectly honest.
Well, then I probably never heard it.
No.
Because I didn't go lore hunting or anything. I didn't like watch any of those videos.
I think it's on some piece of equipment somewhere that it mentions his horse's name is Leonard, but it's like one reference.
A thing I had read is that his gravity magic is so strong that that's why he can ride tiny horse, is that he's using his gravity magic to not crush the horse.
Because he loves him so much.
Yeah, that's awesome. Little pony. That'd be like me riding Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, oh. Right.
Sorry, Drag wants you to give the question again.
What type of animal is Starscourge Radahn sitting on?
I said and horse, which was correct. And then the detail?
The bonus point was for what is the horse's name?
DaBaby.
I don't fucking know.
I did go with Sir Mix-a-Lot, so.
Yeah, I like how you both went in the same direction.
We both went with like rap oriented names. Hit me. I'm ready. Okay.
Three more. Because I was asking a question when I crashed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So my energy is now back to where it was. Let's go.
Oh, okay.
Well, I got to keep it up.
You got to keep it home.
I'm 50. I got to keep it up. It's really hard. All right. Let's do it. I also say that at 50 when I'm trying to keep it up. Let's do it. Phrasing is going to be the rest of the
quick.
Quickly, yeah, let's do it quick before it gets soft.
So where were we? Question number two.
Yes, please.
What is Renala holding after you beat her? So Renala is big magic baby.
Oh, she's holding like a crystallis thing. And that's where you go to respec your character. So it's this gold seed crystallis egg baby thing.
A gold seed.
Yeah.
Is it your final answer?
I'm going to go. It's a glowing golden. I'm going to go with giant glowing golden seed.
A giant glowing golden seed. But
the way you've reacted has made me think it's probably wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You, my friend, are incorrect. In fact wrong.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's an amber egg.
Aw. A seed is just a kind of egg.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like a baby thing.
It's the source
of light. Yeah, 100%.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, golden amber. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, eggs.
But no, you're wrong. Okay. So, all right, bonus point.
Yep.
What is inside the amber egg?
Well, amber, you just said it. Ooh. Did I catch you in a little
verbal? Did I get you there? Did I? No, you didn't. What's okay. inside it?
I'm going to say a baby.
A baby?
Yeah, because it's like a Death Stranding where she's just carrying. It's the sub game. Death Stranding has come in to infect Elden Ring. And then when Elden Ring, when you finish the game, turns into Death Stranding. I bet you didn't know that.
Connected universes. I didn't. Wow. 100%. You've blown 100%. My mind there.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my answer, though.
All
baby.
Right. Yeah. 0 out of 2. Well done. No, inside of that amber egg is her great rune.
Oh,
she's the only shard bearer that you don't get a shard from.
Okay, yeah. That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. She keeps it, and it's like the rune that allows rebirth, which is why you go to
which
her.
Is why you can go respec with her.
Yeah. Interesting, right?
Yeah.
You were so wrong.
Yeah. I was pretty wrong on that one. Yeah.
Pretty wrong. Yeah.
I knew the function of it, at least.
I know what it does. I just can't explain how.
Well, that's the internet. I know what it does. I don't know how it does it.
So the penultimate question.
Okay.
What is the item Rani sends you to get for her? Rani's blue lady.
Yeah, I know who Rani is. Okay. Rani's the only one I know her name dead set because I was into her the whole time. So I'm remembering the end part where she's like, you got to go get the little doll, but she actually wants you to get something before that. I have no idea what it was. It's a ring to put on her finger. That's what she doesn't say it. That's what she wants. Because you said, what did
yeah.
she?
Okay, so she wants you to do that thing, but that's not the thing that she actually sends you to do. You have to read her mind, right?
Yeah, that's how you deal with women.
She's a doll, though.
Get a little misogynistic in there. A doll. She wants you to get some oil for her joints.
Aww.
Oh, fuck. I don't remember. I do remember. It's the first quest, and I don't remember the first quest because I had to work so hard for the second part.
I think it is the later part where you actually get it. She wanted you to get the Finger Slayer blade.
Oh, yeah, okay. And I did do that. Like, I did. Yeah. I completed her quest. I remember you get the doll and you have to talk to the doll like 3 times before it speaks back to you, which I hate when they do that. And then you got to kill Wolfenstein. And then you like, she's like, oh, everything's cool, let's get hitched.
All right, well, bonus question, bonus point in this one is, mm-hmm. where is the Finger Slayer blade, or where was it? Where is it?
You gotta was kill it? Someone. It's like an invasion person, isn't it? No, I don't remember.
Where? Not who. Where?
I'm gonna go with the snowy plains.
No, it's underground. Noxtella.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Because you gotta kill Wolfenstein underground too. Is that the same part?
No.
No, okay. No, totally lost, to be honest.
Yeah. All right. Well, this specifics round, I was anticipating you doing terribly.
Yes.
Hence the bonus round. Yeah.
When we get another game we play sort of in depth together, I will make the quiz using my language. Yes. Okay, let's go on. Who is Wolfenstein?
Right, so, last question.
Yes. I'm so ready.
You are. You better be. I want a good answer.
I'm vibrating with energy.
What is the best stat to invest in, and why is it vigor?
Well, the best stat to invest in is a balance between all the stats so that you can do everything. No, you complained about my build multiple times, and it's vigor because that gives you hit points so that you can take more damage, but I think that's the bitch way out. You should. I always, yeah, whatever. You're right, though. It's vigor, and it's because it builds up your HP pool. Everyone says it's vigor, which is why I didn't want to do it. I want to live my own life, and which is what Stamina Day is all about.
My own life. Stamina Day. Vigor. See, it's what we're talking about.
Stamina is about the endurance builds up stamina. And then you can dodge roll more often, which is super sweet.
Super sweet.
Super sweet to dodge roll your way out of trouble.
What should I give you? 1 out of 2?
1 out of 2.
Because you reluctantly agreed to it.
I know the answer that you want. It's just not the answer that I would give. But vigor is easily one of the most important ones. Like, it has
that
to
was
be.
More of a troll question. I was just trolling you. Enough. Your final score. So in round 5, you scored a massive 2 out of 8.
I mean, effort is what matters.
Which means round 1, you scored 7 out of 9.
Ooh, that was pretty solid.
Round two, you scored 4 out of 6.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. Round 2 was enemy or metal band.
I enjoyed
round
that one.
Round 1 was names.
Yeah. That was round 2. Cool. I enjoyed that.
Thank you. Round 3, general knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And you scored 2 out of 4.
50%.
Round 4 was bonus round, and you scored 3 out of 5. And round 5 was the specifics, and you scored 2 out of 8.
2 out of 8.
So that leaves us with a total of, so out of 32, you scored 18.
18.
So you got, so that's like 60%.
60% is actually pretty good for me, I think.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I think that's, considering my expectation, 60% is not bad. No, I really enjoyed that. That was a really good quiz. You did a great job.
Thank you. Yeah. I enjoyed quizzing you. May 14th.
So May 14th next year. Well, of course, previous to that, so we can release the actual episode. We'll try it. We'll see if we can find a game and do another quiz.
How do you celebrate Stamina Day in your house, Alpia?
In my household, again, we all dodge roll out of bed and enjoy the first iframes of the day. That, to me, is the most important part. Then we all practice some healing spells, because you want to heal all the injuries from the previous year. Then we sort of have a dinner. It's like an Estus. Ignat says he laughed out loud on the train. we have some Estus. We try to enjoy some Blood Echoes. We try to have a little bit of like we take a rune in here and there. We look at each other's stats and try to appreciate what's the same and what's different. So we get our stats out and we all take a look at them and expose who we are inside so that we can all share with each other. How do you celebrate Stamina Day? Oh, and then we praise the sun.
We praise the sun. Nice. Well, in my household, we all rigorously skip cutscenes together.
Oh, yes, I know you do. Your family is very much a cutscene skipper.
Yes. And then we look for eyes on the inside and pray to the old gods.
Pray to the old gods, yeah. And then we all sit around calling the Elden Beast a bitch. Fuck that.
Come back here, you bastard.
You son of a bitch. Why are you all the way over there? They didn't give me my horse for this thing. You can't be that far away.